After church, we parted ways, and I met my dearest friend, Ashley, and I remember I told her, "This is it. This is the man I'm going to marry." Peter remembers the day as well. "I was waiting outside the church for you, and you walked up wearing that necklace with the daisy on it." Some time passed before he was as certain as she was about their future. Then, at Mariska's 40th birthday party, a tsar with all the people that she loved around her, he recalls, "It was like seeing someone in the soil she was designed to be planted in, which was just this abundance of joy and this abundance of love, and I thought, I want to be a part of that soil." That was the moment. The pair wed in Santa Barbara in 2004. 2 years into their married life, Mariska's father died from multiple myeloma at 80. "I was very close to my dad, and that was such a painful time," Hargate says through tears, "but it was also such an incredibly fortifying time to feel so deeply shored up by Peter. I remember thinking, oh, okay, I can rely on this person who magically knew what to do. You really see what somebody's made of when they have to step up and take care of you." Mariska gave birth to August in 2006. The couple adopted daughter Amaya in 2011, and 4 months later were matched with Andrew. "I know that families can be built in all sorts of different ways, that there isn't just one way to create a family, and that it isn't just about biology. Part of making it all work," Peter believes, "goes back to that first night they spent together, talking late into the night." Nietzsche says that marriage is a conversation, and has been one long, beautiful conversation, he says. "We started talking then, and we still haven't stopped talking." Of course, that conversation can have many different tones, his wife wisecracks. "No matter," says Peter, "it's a weird way to phrase it, but I met you, and I knew we had business together for a lifetime." That word, lifetime, is not one that either of them takes lightly. One key to their relationship's endurance has been the understanding that marriage is a permanent promise to each other, and that the going may get rough, but there is no backing out. "When I asked Mariska to marry me, I had never asked anyone else before," Peter says. "And as I said the words, I was struck by the immensity of what I was asking her for. Will you spend the rest of your life with me? It's such an enormous question and required such a huge degree of trust on her part. Mariska has only one minor quibble. But see, that's why now, every 5 or 10 years, when I ask Peter if I can renew our vows, he says the same thing. I say no," Peter cuts in. "I meant it the first time. Besides, if they ever really need a reminder of how much joy their life together has brought them, all they have to do is look up and count the balloons."